Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin. Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%. I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
Let me talk.
No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in. Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra. All you do, going beyond the headlines
and focusing
on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
First head fact of the day, 597 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. 204 of those cases were in Lagos, 89 were in Rivers. All three numbers have come down from Monday, which is a good thing. In fact, that's the second decrease in a row. But the third wave is still rolling on, so please don't go out unless you cannot avoid it. And when you do go out, wear your mask, maintain your distance from people, wash and sanitize your hands frequently. That way we can keep ourselves safe. The governor of the state was saying the other day that hospitalization in Lagos, both for private COVID centers and government COVID centers, has increased. You don't want to be one of those people. Second hard fact of the day, voter registration is still ongoing. Go to cvr.org, cvr.inecnigeria.org, cvr.inecnigeria.org, and get registered today. So CVR is Charlie Victor River dot INEC Nigeria dot Orange River Gulf, ORG, Orange River Gulf. Third hard fact of the day, 1.1 million. That's how many Johnson & Johnson vaccines Nigeria just bought and received. By the way, we had an amazing conversation yesterday on the big hard fact with Dr. Basi Oboseng, who is the Director for Disease Control and Immunization at the National Primary Healthcare Development Agency. If you missed that interview, please go and listen on our podcast, Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili. If you Google Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili, it will pop up on all streaming services, Spotify, Google, Apple, and you can listen, right? And he answered all your questions about vaccine safety, vaccine deployment, and already I've gotten messages from so many of you saying that you're going to go and get vaccinated after hearing from him, and that makes me very happy. It really does. Back to Johnson & Johnson. It's a single dose vaccine. So those 1.1 million doses will cover 1.1 million people. That makes me happy. NPHCDA says it's reserving these ones for people in remote areas because it will be harder to visit those places twice to administer those two doses, right? So 1.1 million doses of Johnson & Johnson vaccine. You get it just once and that's it. But not to worry. For those of you who are in easy-to-reach places, government has bought a total of 39.8 million vaccines. And most of those vaccines are intended for the regular phase two and beyond. So that's 40 million vaccines. 40 vaccine doses for every Hard Facts listener. Or if you look at it another way, Lagos State is going to get at least 3 million of those vaccines based on population. So that's enough for 1.5 million people. And I'm hoping that most of the 1 million people who listen to me on this show will make sure that they are among them. When I say 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong, it's because I trust your judgment. After all, you have enough good judgment to listen to Hard Facts and get a good show. Starting with the big three, let's talk about Lagos and Rivers States going ahead with VAT collection. And Wike warning the FIRS not to test him. Then let's talk about INEC telling NASS that it will go ahead with electronic transmission. And the National Assembly accusing INEC of misleading Nigerians about its independence. Yes, the National Assembly is saying that the independent National Electoral Commission should stop misleading Nigerians about being independent. And then let's talk about the case against Igbo's aides. The DSS lawyers say that armed robbers stole the case files from DSS lawyers. We'll talk about that story in a bit. By the way, yesterday we talked about IPOB's sit-at-home enforcement. And a lot of people made a point to call me and tell me how very peaceful all of this was, how nobody was enforcing anything, you do it if you want to. And yet, while we were having that conversation, I was getting messages on my Facebook. People were threatening me and telling me, oh, remember what happened in Afghanistan and the way the American, some Afghanistani people, worked with the Americans. Remember what's happening to them now that America has gone. I was getting messages like that. It's ironic, isn't it? Today is Wednesday. We're going to bring you Glass Ceiling. And on the Glass Ceiling, let's continue our conversation about financial compensation for work-at-home spouses. We started that conversation 2 weeks ago. We couldn't continue last week, but today we're going to continue. On Balogun and Broad, we're going to talk about fake drugs. It's a big problem in the pharmaceutical business. So let's find out why it's so rampant, what pharmacies and customers can do to protect themselves. And of course, news headlines will come your way, sports updates as well, every hour on the hour. After the news at 6, we'll talk to our friends from CM Trading. They'll talk to you about trading Forex. And then I'll hand you over to Voice of America for Let's Talk. But right now, it's time for the big three. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. And these are your hard facts.
The Big Three on the Hard Facts.
On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Rivers and Lagos right about VAT. Rivers and Lagos right about VAT. Is INEC independent or not? Is the DSS handling the Igboho cases properly? Those are your big three, Lagos. Let's talk. More developments in the VAT battle. That's our first story. Lagos State's VAT bill has passed second reading. And Governor Sanwo-Olu is ready to sign it into law after the final vote. The bill would set the VAT rate at 6%, a reduction from the current 7.5% under the federal law. But there's no exemption for small businesses, so everybody will have to pay VAT, unlike with the federal government VAT law. Also, the bill would allocate 25% of its receipts to local governments, with the state government keeping 75%. Rivers State Government has, of course, passed and signed its own VAT law. And now Governor Wike has met with business leaders in the state and instructed them to stop paying VAT to the FIRS from next month. He said that when the FIRS filed for a stay of execution on the judgment, he instructed the Rivers Inland Revenue Service to pause. But now that the court has thrown out the FIRS application, he has instructed RIRS to go ahead. Wike also took a swipe at Katsina State, who have appealed the ruling. He said, quote, naturally, some states with presently low economic activities and ethically restrictive social policies with economic implications may be adversely affected for now. But this is not our own making. Like the right to derivation, this is also a constitutional prescription which we all swore as political leaders to respect and defend as the supreme law of the land. If you're watching us on Facebook, I'm about to play a video for you. If you can't watch, here's what Mwiki is basically saying.
When you defend them in the sweet house, when you sweet house in the... They never say something.
As in the sweet us, you know they pay them. As in the pay them, you know they sweet us. As in
And once again, Wike referred to what he sees as the injustice of the federal government's VAT arrangement. According to him, in June 2021, Rivers generated 15 billion naira in VAT and got back 4.7 billion naira, less than 33%. In the same June, Kano generated 2.8 billion naira in June and got back the same 2.8 billion naira. 100%. But Wike didn't stop there. He also had very strong words for the FIRS. Quote, "Let me warn that the River State government is fully in charge of the state and will not tolerate any further attempt by the FIRS to sabotage or undermine our authority to freely administer our tax and other related laws in our own state. Those who play with fire risk having their fingers burnt. Enough of the shenanigans," end quote. And he continued, quote, "All this bullying by FIRS, they should mind the state they are bullying. FIRS should be very careful. You don't bully state like us. I have the political will to do a lot of things. I am not one of those governors that will shy away. If they continue to bully us, all their offices in the state, I will take," end quote. Meanwhile, next door to Rivers, Akwa Ibom State's House of Assembly is also introducing its own VAT bill. Seems like Rivers State has triggered a domino effect. It will be very interesting to see which states join Rivers and Lagos and Adamawa and Akwa Ibom in championing individual VAT collection, and which ones join Katsina, Gombe and Plateau in calling for joint collection and sharing. But in the meantime, which side do you support, Lagos? Women, call us on 01465-7190. That number is back now, yay. 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. You can share your thoughts with us as well via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805, and we're streaming, of course, live on Facebook and YouTube. Facebook Nigeria Info FM, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. Gabriel Nikoyi is on the line. Hello, Gabriel.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Let me first go back to the instant security. I was listening to yesterday from Ogun State. I was not able to call in.
Oh, no. We have to stay on today's topic.
Okay, we'll go on today's topic.
Yes,
okay.
Go ahead.
It's usual now we will support the River State governor. That is the way it's supposed to be. Let every state go out and go and look how to make money for the state. If in Lagos, I learned that Lagos have over 500, close to 500 billion. But they contribute about 55%. When Lagos they get just a little money. Imagine Lagos they get close to 500 billion in 1 year. Add to Lagos State our money. We're talking of having a very good road, having pump and good water supplying all over the local government. I think I'm supporting Lagos, Rivers, and Akwa Ibom State.
Okay.
The Delta and those states should also wake up. We not vote in there to be sleepy governor.
Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Gabriel. Thank you very much for calling. 0700-993-993-993. There's also 01465-7190. Benjamin is on the line. Benjamin is in Ikeja today. Hi, Benjamin.
Yeah, good evening. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, Sandra, you see, let us not distract ourselves. I told you each time I call you on your program, it's always interesting, but the side of the program is what's the nature of problems in this country. This government has been a distractor from the beginning, and I kept calling them a distractor, and they'll never change. Because why? You see, you can't hide all the wicked practices of the government.
You can't hide what?
You are, as a government of the country, mm-hmm. all the wickedness, the practice as a politician, mm. they can't hide.
Okay.
And the truth is this. If you are, if as a country, if you are not producing and you are expecting every state to be independent, invert it, that would be unprecedented. And it will mar the nature of the government and the governance. What am I saying is the citizens will daily suffer for it. Because why? The citizens are not working. The citizens has no industry to work upon. And you are taxing the poor masses. That every state should go and fight for its ready clause. It doesn't make sense. It's either the government should provide what the citizen needs, provide, build a factory, build an industry, build a company, employ our citizens. You cannot tax them. But a country like this, there is nothing to write home about. You are taxing, each and every state is taxing its citizens for whatever you are buying, and you have increased tax rate. And you are not telling us the tax rate will now be 6%. So it looks ridiculous.
All right, so Benjamin, already the tax that we're paying is already, the VAT that we're paying is currently 7.5%. For the Lagos one, they're saying that it's going to be 6%. What the governors who are trying to get VAT to be paid to them are doing is that they're not going to have the federal government collect these taxes anymore, that these taxes will go to the states. So you're already paying the taxes. The governors are trying to make sure that the taxes you're paying are coming to them instead of to the federal government. You're saying that you don't support this.
Very good, Sandra. That's a very good question. Like I said earlier, you don't put us in a difficult situation. It's complicated. If you look at it, because why? A man who has a job has responsibilities. But a man who has no job, what is his responsibilities? So now you are not taxing. If you look at the level of Nigerians,
Is it the fault of the man who has a job that the man who doesn't have a job doesn't have a job?
It is the fault of the government itself. Okay. The man that's supposed to provide job for the citizens, it is his fault. And that is why we remain where we remain today.
Okay, but until they provide those jobs, they are already taking taxes. These taxes they are taking are currently going to the federal government. These states, some of them are saying, no, we don't want that anymore. We want these taxes to come to us. And then we have some states that are saying, no, we don't want these taxes to go to the individual states. Let us all be contributing inside one big pot, and then we'll share it amongst ourselves as federal allocation. That's the conversation we're having here. We're not in disagreement. Agreement over whether or not there needs to be more jobs. And let me also remind you, Benjamin, that it's not the government's job to create jobs. It's the government's job to create an enabling environment for people like you and I to create jobs, right? So we're not debating whether or not, you know, the government should be making it possible for you and I to create jobs. We're not arguing all of that. What we're arguing at the moment is whether the taxes should go to one big pot and everybody will share, or should it go to the states that generated the taxes to begin with?
Okay, Sandra, let me ask you this question.
Say that again?
The tax that the federal government...
Oh, Benjamin, your line has gotten very bad. If you can, please call us back so you can ask me that question. I don't know if Maureen is still on the line. Maureen, are you there?
I'm still on the line. I've spent 4 minutes. Sandra, you're going to pay me back my credit.
I will pay you back. I'll pay you back. Uh-huh. Sorry.
I just wanted to talk about this. You know, you said earlier that Kano made $2.5 billion, is it, revenue in tax?
Mm-hmm.
And then River State, $15
billion. That's right.
So why would there be so much injustice? Because River State was refunded 4.something billion.
4.7.
Now, River State, fine. Mm-hmm. So why would I want to share my hard-earned money with River State?
Mm-hmm.
Why would I share my hard-earned profit with a lazy state? Tell me. Why would I do that? Kano should go out there and work hard. They don't want hotels. They don't want people that sell beer. They don't want this. And Wike has an open, has enabling environment for all kinds of businesses. So there's so much, I don't understand this government, you know. So I'm in support of Wike 100%. That's just my stake on this.
Maureen, thank you so much for calling. And yes, I will refund your airtime. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I will do it. Thank you for calling us. On Facebook, Jonathan Atuvier says, Sharia law doesn't allow alcoholic drinks. It will be wrong for them to ask for VAT from the states of alcoholic drinks, you know, who allow alcohol in their markets. Okay. Osaya GK is asking, if they start this VAT, how can small businesses survive? But you see, that's the thing. You know, all over the world, small businesses pay tax. So perhaps if they start taxing small businesses can then wake up and start demanding value for their money. If you know that your small business is paying this huge amount as VAT, I mean, you're probably going to want them to make sure that things for your business are made available, like light and road and water. It happened sometime in the Americas, I think, you know. I think either in the UK or in the US, I don't remember where exactly now, where the amount of taxes that the people were paying made them sit up and start demanding better returns as far as governance was concerned. So perhaps that's the revolution that Nigeria needs. I don't know. I'm not in support one way or the other. I'm just giving you all the multiple scenarios. All the multiple scenarios. We've got more comments on WhatsApp, on Facebook. Sandra, for the first time in history, Rivers State Governor has begun a good and positive fight that will benefit every state and the entire 774 local government areas in Nigeria. Look, this fight Nweke began. I want to appeal to all 36 states to join him, as Lagos has done. There's light at the end of the tunnel. This is exactly the centralization, devolving and restructuring that some quarters have been yearning for. All right. Thank you very much, Abdul Rufio Alaba Alakpe, with that message there. We'll take a break. We'll come back and I'll tell you about INEC and elections and the National Assembly. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili.
We're back on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
INEC says it doesn't need approval for electronic transmission because it is independent. A leading senator says INEC isn't as independent as it thinks. That's our second story. Yes, electronic transmission of election results is back in the news. We heard from Professor Okechukwu Ibanu, and he's INEC's National Commissioner and Chairman of its Electoral Operations and Logistics Committee. And he said that INEC is independent on electoral matters and therefore does not need to consult with the NCC or anybody else before implementing electronic transmission of results or any other election technology. Ibanu said, quote, "That is absolutely unconstitutional. You cannot ask INEC to seek the approval of another agency of government to transmit results electronically when actually INEC has power to impose duties on NCC to achieve electronic transmission of results. I completely agree that in the context of underscoring the independence of the Commission, Section 160 of the Constitution has done everything it needs to do. What is left is for INEC to use the power it has under the Constitution to achieve its aim." End quote. But some voices in the National Assembly disagree. We heard from the Chairman, Senate Committee on Media and Public Affairs, Senator Ajibola Bashiru, and he said, quote, "INEC, in implementing the law, becomes independent pursuant to the constitutional provision. He, that's INEC Chairman, should not muddle the independence of INEC and that of its agency's operations as to the legislative competence of the National Assembly to stipulate framework for elections. The INEC Chairman does not seem to know the position of the law as to the constitutional power of INEC vis-a-vis the National Assembly from what he said. I will advise him to seek proper legal advice." End quote. So Bashiru is saying that INEC itself is independent as an agency, but INEC isn't independent in its actions. I want to know if you agree with this assessment. Lagos, does INEC have the constitutional right to decide the mode of operation during elections? What do you think of Senator Bashiru's statement? Do you think that INEC itself is an independent agency, but INEC isn't independent in its actions? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. I'm Sandra Ezekwesile. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We've started the show, as usual, with three of the biggest stories of the day. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Hey, all right. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Sandra. This is Amanda.
Turn our radio off, please.
Okay, I've done that.
All right, go ahead.
Finally, I'm off isolation.
Yay! I called last week. Congratulations.
Thank you. Mm. All right, Sandra. Mm. For the first discussion of the day, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it is just needful. It's common sense to allow the state be responsible for what they generate and not being taken to any combined force, all in the name of making some people like a dashika and then not using their head or thinking out of a box to actually do the needful for their populace. So I think there's no need to actually take Robin Peter to pay Paul. Let each and individual be responsible to their father and mother's land, as in terms of statewide.
Okay.
That's my own take on that. And regarding INEC, you see, from all indications, a lot of people have said it at the instance of the present Senate president, that this present National Assembly is going to be a rubber stamp one, and it's all out there for all of us to see. And I'm not surprised. Senator Bashiru, what was his name? I'm surprised to actually... I've listened to the man a number of times because I don't joke with every fact that has to do with political roundups or almost on a daily basis, aside Nigeria Info, talk about politics today of channel, talk about Arise. Things that are germane, that actually, because I'm a very young, vibrant individual, entrepreneur, trying to do the best for my country, for my community, wherever I can. And I need to know what's going on. I need to know what affects me by the day. So there is no way we can actually separate this particular National Assembly from all of their plans to actually make sure they are back to power again in 2023. And it's not going to work. They have no such right. INEC is independent, and they should allow that body or that agency to do her work as it has been enshrined in the Nigerian Constitution. Thank you.
All right.
God bless Nigeria.
Bless Nigeria. Emmanuel, thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Are you there? What's your name?
Good afternoon, Sandra. Good. My name is Paul from Ibadan.
Welcome, Paul.
Yeah, Sandra, you are giving, bugger this afternoon. Hot three is number one. In fact, I'm too excited today, honestly. Wike has done 100% well. In fact, I'm not his fan, but from today, I will begin to support Wike.
Okay.
He has done what we have been crying and yelling for. Let us restructure this country and make the federating unit strong financially so that Nigeria can move forward. Why will they generate 15-point-something billion and get 4.8 billion in return? Then Kano generated about 2.5 and got 100%. Well, I mean, why will you rob Peter to pay Paul? So I support Wike 100%. As I know, it's an action and he will defend it legally and otherwise. I listened to the conversation, the meeting he had on television. Mm. I watch it live. Mm. I'm in support of it. I'm in support of Lagos, Akwa Ibom, and I know other states will follow. Then concerning INEC, just like the last I said, Sandra, if they refuse this electronic transmission, just know it, we are not expecting to see or hear a fair election, free and fair election. It is a way of rigging the 2023 election if they did not approve this. Then the last one is the DSS that said I'm robber, one chance, took their file.
Hmm.
If you remember the case of Baba Fayo with today's minister, what's his name? What's the guy's name? is a minister right now. That was what made Festus Keyamo popular. When he went to the police station to extract footage that the police denied that was missing. The same case now, how can DSS tell the world that they entered one chance? That means they are, oh, come on. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling, Paul. We've got Leo Jonathan on Facebook who says, Nweke said, Rivers VAT, not for Abuja people. I don't care if heaven falls. Gombe government says, beg southern states on VAT, says, let's be our brother's keeper. Sakpa, nice one. Sakpa wants to come, and now we remember brother's keeper. Brother's keeper, cause, sister's defender, knee. This is the real restructuring. Leo Jonathan with that message on Facebook. Leo, thank you very much for messaging us today. Ebi Ambo says, wickedness is when VAT is collected in southern Nigeria and then spent in northern Nigeria, while the same VAT is collected in northern Nigeria, also spent in northern Nigeria. Therefore, let the VAT war continue till we put an end to this nonsense. I support Governor Yusuf Nweke of Rivers State on this one. Now, it's not just northern Nigeria that benefits from this. So you look at your eastern states. You look at Enugu, you look at Abia State. You know, you look at Plateau as well. Plateau is not northern Nigeria, right? And Plateau is one of the states that is saying at the moment, Abeokejo, let's go back, let's continue the way things are at the moment. Now, Enugu and Abia have not spoken yet, but Enugu and Abia contributed about 1% to, the IGR. You know, for last year, was it or 2019? So you have a situation where you have a few states doing the major of the work, and these few states that are doing the major of the work get a fraction of the money that they're contributing as VAT. Do you think that that's the path we should continue on as a country? Or do you think that what Nweke and Lagos and Adamawa and Akwa Ibom are attempting at the moment is the way to go? 0700-993-993-993. Yes, I just remembered. No taxation without representation. That was a story I was trying to remember when I was speaking to the guy, when I was responding to the guy that said, small businesses will not survive this. It actually happened both in the UK and the US. That's actually what led to America becoming America. Oh, yes, that's what made America leave the UK and become its own independent nation. Americans coined the phrase, no taxation without representation, right before the revolution against the British government. And much earlier, I think it was 1215, the historians who are listening to me will correct me if I'm wrong. In 1215, British lords demanded political rights from the king, who was charging them higher taxes. That's how Magna Carta came about. So yeah, it was both. So perhaps this is, I don't know, if small businesses will now be taxed VAT 6%, perhaps small businesses will start to demand better representation. I don't know. What do you think? 99.3, hello.
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 Hello. Yeah, afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're talking to Sandra. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, Prince Wise. Want to talk on your show.
Yes, go ahead, Prince Wise.
Thank you, my president.
Turn your radio off and then let's go.
Oh, let me do it. I'm sorry. It's okay now.
It's okay now. Go ahead.
You see, for me, what the River State governor done and the one being in the oven in Lagos, it's a little bit okay by me. What I'm saying is, if it happened this way, it will affect some states in the south there too. It will affect states like my own state and also state, Ekiti state. There's no industry in those states that are mentioned now. It will affect states like Ebonyi state and the other states in the south, yeah? So, you know, this is a law we are talking about. It doesn't only affect the north alone. People are saying, because it affects, you are mentioning Kano, only Kano. With that, the that we are talking about, Kano have any other resources. So, for me, that is why I'm yearning for parliamentary system of government, not the type of government we are talking about. If it's parliamentary system of government, the one we operated during Papa Obafemi Asikwe period before 1960, that is regional government. Anything you get from that region, you spend it for the old people in that region. Like now, if this is started now, people in Lagos will live like a king. People come from Kiti. You say Obama will live like a slave. Everybody will live that say, down to Lagos. And the same thing will happen to Rifa as well. The same will happen to some state that have all these resources. When you talk of fat today, the tax will appear today, there's a lot of industry in Lagos, in Port Harcourt as well. But a lot of other states who don't have industry to pay tax. And for me, whether you collect billion or billion, my own is how do you manage the money? That is the big case. If corruption is affecting a lot of things in this country, Sandra. Mm. So for me, I'm a little bit accept it, but when you look my own part, majority of my part, to follow parliamentary system of government. The way we are putting today is too expensive. Corruption.
Thank you for calling, Prince YS. Quadri Abdul Kudus of Omobolaji says it's unjust for states to share their revenue with states that think differently about items to be sold in this state. I fully support Mwike on this. Ernest says that Chukwu says INEC is not independent at all because I can still see some magic fingers from Asurok pointing towards that commission. We've got Dom Maka Abi who says Mwike is right. If you ban alcohol and break beer bottles, don't expect to get money from alcohol tax. We've got more people sending us messages here. Olumi De Olorun Femi says, DSS losing case file. I cannot stop laughing. We all understand what that means. No issue. It's all a game to them, but justice will prevail one day. All right. Let's come to WhatsApp now. Chike Akute says, our lawmakers are playing chicken. I challenge them to give e-transmission a chance and see if they win elections fairly. Chike Nakute, thanks for your message. Sandra, good afternoon. Lagos State taking away VAT from federal government is good, but will this make any difference to Lagos and the real development? Local government are collecting millions every month in allocation, yet local government roads are the worst ever. Governor Sanwo-Olu is very active in acting on VAT process because it's about money. He's not active in Lagos State security, road, Lasma problem, Agbero problem are on his head. But now on VAT, he's very keen. It shows that he's just there to make money on Lagosians, but he doesn't exist when it comes to his main responsibility, Olaide Cruz in Victoria Island. That's an interesting point Olaide makes, especially because I'm thinking about that report from SBM Intelligence that we discussed on Balogun Abroad some weeks ago. And that report was talking about small businesses being overtaxed. So perhaps if this VAT becomes one more tax that small businesses have to pay, small businesses will say, okay, enough is enough. No taxation without representation. Maybe. Maybe. We've got more people who are sending us messages here. This one sends me a message to complain. I don't read their message, only for them to now not send me a message except the complaint. Olayori from Sangota says, the state should be independent in collecting her VAT, but I detest the political angle by Governor Mwike in handling the matter by singing a hatred song. We should not divide the country based on political parties. And also, INEC should go to court before 2023 election for interpretation of its independence and actions. Thank you very much for your message. Baba Odu says, Sandra, what Mwike brought up is well supported. But why is it that anytime issues like this come up, people, especially from the southeast, always like to politicize it by introducing north and south dichotomy. Sandra, this Mwike's stance on tax will affect southern states like Imo, my state, but it will make those governors think about how to make money for their state via the resources they have. Let governors work. Let them think. Okay. Allow e-transmission of election votes. Let the test, the Nigerian youth's only vote on BBN, but not election theory people, always bandy about when... hold on, let me see if I understand the message you're sending. That's Adams. Adams says, allow e-transmission of election votes. Let us test the Nigerian youth's only vote on BBN, but not elections theory that people always bandy about when BBN season is on. Abby? Okay, Adams. Thank you for your message. Let's take one call. One call, and then we'll go to our final story on the show. Hello. Thank you for calling us.
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Sister Sandra.
Good afternoon, brother. What's your name, sir?
Yes, Comrade Ikechukwu.
Welcome, Comrade Ikechukwu.
I support Wike with my generation, and Wike is my adopted father after Nnamdi Kanu. Let him continue. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
If the Nigerian lawyers no agree, I mean, if the Nigerian law court no agree, make him take government to ICC. That is the Hague. Eh?
Okay.
So he will continue, and other people will follow suit. You cannot break beer in the north and break it and carry beer high, and they will be using Southern money to be paying that place.
But it's not just north that Southern money is to pay. Wow, yeah. Southern states also enjoy. People like Enugu, people like Imo, people like Ekiti.
Allow me to explain to you what happened. I traveled to Abuja 3 years ago. From Oyo to Okene, arable land. Just half a timber. They have tin and gold. Zamfara, half gold. Kaduna, half uranium. Abuja, half River Kwali and Zuma Rock. All the whole states can generate their own resources and let us not deceive ourselves here. You hear me?
Okay.
Arochukwu, I can even build Arochukwu Amadou so that people will come and be watching so that we can be generating money in other states.
Okay.
Concerning the INEC, INEC is an independent body.
Okay.
For me, no first rule, as a human being, if that national assembly are existing, I don't know whether they're existing. Nigerian youth and the CEOs, I mean the CSOs, civil society organization and activists are going to help INEC to fight national assembly. I'm begging NCC to give us communication that day during the election. Are you hearing me? So I'm not telling you that if National Assembly are existing, I don't know. INEC is independent. And if they no agree this time around for that election transmission of results, another final of answers will come. Me myself, I'm a voter. So if there is anywhere where they vote now, tell me we can go vote.
Ikechukwu, thank you very much for calling. For our final story, the Imo State government has confirmed that it shut down bank branches yesterday as punishment for them shutting down on Monday. That's our final story. Yesterday, I told you about this. We got reports that the Owerri City Development Agency Authority was shutting down some bank branches. And I also told you that the bank staff alleged that it was because the branches were closed on Monday over the IPOB sit-at-home order. Now, the state government has confirmed it. We heard from the State Commissioner for Information and Strategy, Declan Emelumba, and he said the banks frustrated customers on Monday by remaining closed. And so to penalize the banks, the government sealed them yesterday. Now, the question is, won't the government's decision frustrate bank customers? Then there's the question about whether or not government should have penalized the banks at all. Some say yes, because the banks were out of line. Others say no, because the government should have taken into account the duress that these banks were under. They point to the burning of that trailer in Enugu and other reports of attacks on businesses that opened on Monday in Nnewi. So the argument is that the banks had to protect themselves by staying closed since the government may not have been able to protect them. What do you say? Do you think that government should penalize businesses like banks that did not open due to IPOB's sit-at-home order? And if so, what should the penalty have been? Is making them shut down a fair punishment? What about the effects on customers? 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190 is our number for our women, and 0700-993-993-993 is our number for men. Hello, thank you very much for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name?
I'm fine. I'm Franca, calling from Alimosho.
Franca, welcome. Turn your radio off for me, then go ahead.
Yes, I've done that.
Okay.
So sorry.
It's okay.
I'm actually not feeling too well, but with my radio beside me, listening to it
sorry.
Gently. So
sorry.
I just decided to call in. Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, all that I've been hearing since sometimes you feel so terrible about our country.
Mm.
You know. I wanted to comment on the INEC issue and Wike's case.
Mm.
I think I support Wike.
Okay.
This time around, like other callers had called in to also say.
Okay.
You know, this pulling together of resources that we do in this country sometimes doesn't work for us.
Okay.
I know that sometimes when we want to take certain steps may be difficult. You know, you think others can survive. But truth is, you cannot continue to allow others to be lazy while others work for them to spend or to eat. You know, I'm from Imo State, but I don't think that my governor is doing enough to generate income in my state.
Mm.
Perhaps if this happens, we begin to look inward. There is no state in Nigeria that hasn't got one natural resource. I don't think so. We all have, even if it is services that we can offer. I know that every state, we have one thing or the other, you know, to that God has blessed us with.
Okay.
So I think that every state should, keep their VAT. Every state should keep their VAT. But what would happen, like, Prince Wyatt from Amuwado Adofia Express, he expressed his fears. Perhaps small businesses then, too, will begin to, you know, seek for better and more representation when that happens to keep the government on their toes, you know. So let me not take more time. Talking about what you just read now, I do not think that the Imo State government should penalize bankers. Because the truth is that they are not providing adequate security. If they open, we heard about what happened to some people and the trailer issue that we heard about here.
Mm-hmm.
Why were they not able to protect them? Why? I know that customers suffered that Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But hey, their money is still safe and they are intact with their life. Supposing they open and these hoodlums or whoever, they come and burn down their... Will the government help them? I don't think that punishment is fair enough.
Okay.
Thank you, my sister.
Thank you so much for calling us, and do get well soon. We've got Emmanuel Priest, who says there's no duress there, Sandra. Imo State's action is uncalled for and out of place. Did they provide security for the banks and they failed to open up? Will the banks attend to ghosts on that day? How will even the staff get to their place of work? There's no movement and it affected every sector. Why didn't the government seal all the markets in Imo State to show that they have the power to act? That's callous of them, is you. Emmanuel Priest there. Thank you very much. Oh, where Innocent says, Governor Hope is always making his people hopeless. He should simply apologize to the banks or compensate the owners of that burned trailer. Well, the burned trailer happened in Enugu, not in Imo State. Amechi Benjamin Obi says, Sandra, Wike and Lagos State Governor have started in a good direction. Let's see who else is going to bow down for each other. All right. Let's take a look at Emmanuel Victor on WhatsApp, who says, my opinion is that government cannot guarantee banks about their security. INEC should stand their ground, and Governor Wike is right. Emmanuel, thank you very much. Sandra, governors are emperors, and we should be careful about what we are condoning. Wike ordered a building to be destroyed for flouting COVID protocol in 2019. Now Zodima is closing banks, which is not a government enterprise. This is uncultured in a free and modern society. What do I know? Chris from Amuo also says, what happens to a good or product that is imported in Lagos and vatted in Lagos, then ferried to Rivers State, then it's vatted again? Is that not multiple VAT? Let's take a break, Lagos. We'll be right back.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
It's 5 minutes to the top of the hour. On the other side of 4 o'clock, we're going to talk about work-at-home spouses. Are they getting their financial due? I told you 2 weeks ago about Mama Cross. Mama Cross was married to a rich man. If you're watching Big Brother Niger this year, you know Cross. You heard him tell his life story about how he grew up in a wealthy home. His father was wealthy. He owned a successful business. Cross describes his father as a very traditional man, did not want his wife, Cross's mother, to work. She was a full-time work-at-home spouse who handled all the domestic matters. At the same time, because of how traditional Cross's father was, he controlled all the money. So if Mama Cross wanted to buy even razor blade, she had to ask Papa Cross for money, and Papa Cross would give her or he would not give her, as the case may be. Then when Papa Cross died, Cross was still a child. And Cross was made next of kin for all his assets instead of Mama Cross. And because Cross was a child, the lawyers and smart people around the father came in, stole all the money, and Cross and his mother and his siblings were left with nothing. So at 4 o'clock, we'll talk about if work-at-home spouses are getting their financial due. Are they getting their financial due? We'll talk about that on the other side of 4 o'clock. But right now, back to the big three, where Chris from Amuo says Wike is misleading us as a nation. He's not thinking long term or about the future. And that's the bane of leadership in Africa. There's a whole lot besides collection of taxes for state governments and local governments. Let's see this in 5 years' time. All right, Chris, thank you for your message. Chris from AJ says the governor hope cannot guarantee adequate security, but he's closing banks. Why can't the governor come out on Monday and see what will happen? That is what the people want, and there's nothing the governor can do about it. All right. Well, he's done what he can do as the governor of the state. How independent can such a commission be if its chairman and executives are appointed by a partisan politician? But again, what's the rationale for appending independent into INEC anyway? Why not call it National Electoral Commission and then allow it to demonstrate its independence over time? Chukwudi Rapa with that message there on WhatsApp. We've got someone who said, Alaba Alakwe says, Sandra, you're sounding biased on this matter. Why would you blame Imo State on the instructions given to the banks in the state? I'm expecting you to appeal to those terror guys calling themselves IPOP to arising and disturbing the peace of Igbo land. Look, where are the traditional leaders and rulers in Igbo land? Their silence is showing that they're backing the attitude of these IPOP guys. Let them speak out like their colleagues in Yoruba land are doing. I'm not sure I understand Alabe's message or why he's accusing me of bias. I hope he would explain that message very well, because I don't quite understand it. We've got more messages here on WhatsApp. Sandra, I totally support Wike on this, even though my state, Enugu, will be affected. It will make the governor sit up and look inwards. DSS doesn't have a case against those guys and should be ashamed of themselves. Obioma is in Florida. Obioma, thank you very much for your message. We've got, let's see. Nah, we don't have enough time to take another call. Mm-mm.